Welcome to the August 2011 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. The title is When Richard Wagner Came to Camp on a Scow. It was a summer of music I'll never forget. What with all the band concerts, chamber music, recitals, and so forth, the hills of New England are always very much alive with the sound of music throughout July and August. And it so happens that one of my favorite of all summer memories involves music. It was the day an old scow delivered a grand piano across 10 miles of Spednik Lake to my parents' rustic island retreat just north of Vanceboro, Maine. That's 110 miles northeast of Bangor. Just north of Vanceboro, Maine, the year was 1942, and I was 9. My mother, being a Wagnerian opera singer, albeit not overly successful, she always had her opera singing friends from New York there on our island as guests. Visiting during that particular wartime summer were Friedrich Schorr, still considered by some to be the greatest baritone ever to sing at the Metropolitan in New York City. His jolly blonde, and she was rather chunky, wife, Oopie, a fine soprano herself. Also world-famous, at least at that time, pianist Eddie MacArthur, and three of Friedrich Schorr's young voice students. In those days, it was a big deal for us to see anyone on Spednik Lake, so when the scow with the piano aboard was being maneuvered to the large float connected to our dock, it had an enthusiastic reception committee made up of our entire family along with all our guests. Before the ropes were even secured, pianist Eddie MacArthur hopped aboard, sat down at the piano, and with great gusto began to play Brunhilde's triumphant music from the second act of Richard Wagner's Die Walküre. Oopie, the three students, and my mother happily joined in, singing at the top of their considerable voices. They stopped, however, when Eddie abruptly switched to the music of the final scene of the third act, the one in which the god Wotan bids farewell to his beloved daughter Brunhilde, sealing her eyes in sleep and calling upon the fire god Logi to protect her forever by a wall of flame. The emotional aria Wotan sings in this particular scene is one of the greatest baritone arias in all of opera, and as Eddie MacArthur knew well, Friedrich Schorr sang it better than anyone. At a nod from MacArthur, Schorr, who'd been helping to tie up the old scow, took a deep breath and began to sing. His deep, vibrant voice increased in power as he continued through the entire aria, until finally, as he struck the wooden float three times with a canoe paddle, that by now was surely Wotan's magic spear, it soared across the lake and surrounding hills. Lebewohl, 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 that means farewell, farewell, farewell. Those are the final words. When he came to the end, I remember wondering why everyone was crying, even as I recall Eddie MacArthur. On the other hand, when I have the rare opportunity to hear that aria today, there's no way I can avoid tears myself. I'm not sure if it's the beauty of that particular aria or the memory of a special long-ago New England summer of music. Probably both.